For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lamont Jack Pearlie, and this is the African American Folklorist. From vaudeville to Black Broadway, the sounds of the blues are the signature soundtrack to daily life and entertainment of the Black community. On today's show, we speak about a prominent figure during the golden era of classic blues that came from South Central Kentucky.
If I should take a notion to jump right into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
The song you just heard was sang by Billie Holiday. However, it was written by Bowling Green native Porter Parrish Granger. I first came across Granger while researching notable Black folks from Bowling Green. Interestingly enough, despite him working with legends like Holiday, Bessie Smith, and Fats Waller, I couldn't find much information readily available. So I went to the Helms Cravens Library at WKU. Oddly enough, it states that on his World War I draft card registration, he listed himself as the occupation of being a composer of songs. So this is something that he knew he was going to do. This is something that he's been doing and obviously very serious about. Granger played piano on that song. At the library, I found old records that started to put Granger's story all together, including a document from 1908 that showed his Kentucky residence. So I'm standing on the corner of 2nd Avenue and State Street in the heart of Shake Rag. Granger's story took him from Shake Rag to Chicago, where he solidified himself as a professional musician. By 1924, he and his writing partner Bob Ricketts were working from a New York office located in what's now known as Times Square. Once established, legendary musicians began contracting Granger as music director, arranger, and accompanying pianist on several recordings and productions throughout the 1920s and 30s. That includes writing for anthropologist and ethnographer Zora Neale Hurston's musical From Sun to Sun. Also for Mamie Smith's 1929 film, Jailhouse Blues.
Oh, I know that big house too.
Oh, that's all. That's Lampa. Got a no-blues man. He can't even change his eyes.
Historians note Granger's last notable work came out in 1939. From there, his story gets kind of murky. His World War II draft card notes him living as a boarder in a house in 1942 in Harlem. There are conflicting accounts over when he died, but records I found show him passing in Pittsburgh in 1948. He's buried in the same cemetery as famed playwright August Wilson, who actually based characters around people Granger knew and worked with in real life, showing the impact of Granger's compositions. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lamont Jack Pearlie.